in the Brisa on 14a. We did this piece last time, but we'll do it again. And we're talking all about grinding for Yontif. The different, talked about spices and about salt, about different things. So here we have a Brisa, Tana Rabbanan. It's towards the bottom of the page on 14a. Ein oisin tisni. Tisni is a kind of a grinded up wheat. I guess they didn't just break up the wheat, but it broke up into four pieces. I guess that was sort of an extra effort. It took a long. So basically the Brisa says you cannot make this tisni beyontif. You can't make it on Yontif, this tisni here. And the reason is, says Rashi, shetoirach godelhu, because this is a big trouble. To make tisni is a lot. It's not just crushing, but to make the tisni is a big struggle. Why? A big trouble. Shekoitesh hachitzim, he crushes the wheat ad shenechlokim echod, Larbo, one turns into four. Kidamrin b'moyed cotton, like we say, moyed cotton. That seems to be more than the Chachamim wanted you to do work on Yontif. So this tisni you can't do on Yontif. Kidamrin b'moyed cotton, afid gimon beis. And then the Mishnah says, the Braisa says another halacha. Ve'ein koitshin b'machteshes. You cannot crush in a crusher. The usual understanding of a crusher is a large crusher, as we'll see in the Gemara. So you can't use a crusher. Now, the Gemara finds these two statements being contradictory. Because when you say you can't make tisni, that means you can't make one wheat, break it into four pieces, but that is basically saying, but if you're just breaking it up into two pieces, or you're not breaking it up like the tisni, that should be okay, because we're only saying you can't do tisni. So that would imply that you could use a crusher on Yontif, as long as you're not making tisni, right? But then this statement that follows immediately says, "Ve'ein koitshin v'machteshes." Over here, it seems to say that you don't use a grinder, a crusher altogether, right? Not only not tisni. So the Gemara immediately after this sentence of the Braisa asks Tarti, these two statements don't fit together. Rashi explains, Tarti, Shnei Yidvorim Yeshkan, there's two things here. Loizet, Doimelozet, these two are not fit with each other. You can't compare them to each other. They don't fit. Why? On one hand, Kotoni, you write, he says, Ein Oisin Tisni. That you don't make tisni. Okay. So what is the implication? What does it imply? Ho chelka v'daisa. Chelka probably would mean split in two. Daisa is like another kind of akasha or some sort of a grind it up. That you shapir domi. That would be okay. Because you're saying don't make tisni because tisni is a big trouble. So it implies that something which is not so troublesome, like the chelka v'daisa, it's okay. The entircha meruba. So how does it follow v'hoder toni ein koitshin klal? And then you say, oh, you can't use a crusher altogether. If you can't use a crusher, So then it's not only tisni that you can't make. You can't make anything else you can't make. So how do we say these two statements one after the other? That's the Gemara's question.
Question.
Yes.
Is a mortar and pestle a crusher?
Is a what?
Mortar and pestle a crusher.
I'm not sure what this mortar presser is.
It's like pharmacists used to use to grind.
Oh yeah, I think it would be considered a crusher, but I would suggest that we wait. The Gemara is going to make some differences between a large crusher and a smaller crusher. I'm going to assume what the pharmacists use. This is a smaller crusher because they do medicine in there, correct?
Yeah, I have a small mortar and pestle that I use to grind fennel seeds and other spices.
Right. So we had that the discussion before, and the Gemara basically what we learned is that those spices that would sort of evaporate if you did it before Yontev, then you should be able to do it on Yontev because you want fresh spices. But salts, on the other hand, there was difference of opinion over there. I'm not ruling the aloha now, I'm just telling you what we learned before.
So the seed is considered
a spice. I'm not sure if the seed... So let me ask you, since you do it, does it lose some of its potency if it's done from the day before, or it makes no difference? In other words, is the food better to use on Yontav when you do it on Yontav itself? Does it make a difference to the final product?
Minimal at best.
Okay, so then it may not be allowed because of that. The other thing is also, especially with the minimal, as you're saying, and if you know that you're going to use it, right? If you know that you're going to use it, then you should prepare it from before Yontav. The Gemara used the reasoning before, that we had previously, is that that salt you have to prepare before because everybody uses salt for their... food. We all need salt, so you can't say, oh, I didn't think that I was going to use this particular dish that I would need salt, because you know you're going to need salt, so do it before. But as far as crushing some of the other spices, etc., there, one can technically say, well, I didn't have in mind yesterday that I was going to eat a dish that I would need that kind of a spice, but now that I'm eating it, so then the chum would allow. Again, I'm not ruling la halacha over here. I have to look this up for halachic person. I'm just giving an academic from what we learned in the Gemara, yeah?
I understand what you said about the spices from previously. It was when you bring in the size of the crusher.
Okay, so for that... Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. For that, well, let's wait for a minute. We'll see what the Gemara says about the size of the crusher. The Gemara wants to make a distinction. In your case, one of the reasons why the size makes a difference is because, first of all, the quantity, how much you do, and also, is it the normal way? From what I understand, this is the normal use of it, so that would really not qualify as a shinui. One of the allowances is based on the fact that you don't use it in the usual way, and that would give it an extra allowance because doing something not in a weekday manner, the Chachamim would allow. They don't want you to do it in the usual way. But let's wait for a minute to see about the larger and smaller crushers, okay?
Thank you.
What you want to? You can still say. You want to say something? Please. Okay.
I'm all set.
Good. Okay, so the Gemara says, so The Gemara understands the second sentence as saying, you know, what?
Can I eat shakes when my mouth still feels like milkshakes?
Rinse it out.
But the taste in my body.
No, nothing. That's okay. Now Lisa's coming to Sharon for a week or something. Okay, I gave the message. Lisa Strunen.
Oh yeah, yeah. She wants to connect.
She wants to connect. She knows about it.
Okay,
so. Okay, I just didn't want to forget, so she walked in, so I told him. So it seemed from this second statement that you can't use a crusher altogether. That's what it seemed. And the Gemara is asking, if you say you can't make tisni, but to crush something which is not such a trouble like the tisni, should be okay. And the Gemara says, Hochikomar, this is what he's really saying. These are not two separate halachas. He says, Matam ein oisin tisni. What's the reason we can't do tisni? Not like we said before. What was the reason before that we said that you can't do tisni? Because it's a lot of trouble. But here the Gemara gives a different reason. What's the reason that we can't do tisni? Is lifish ein koichim b'machteshes, because you're not allowed to use a crusher again at all on yontif. So it's not the Gemara thinks that you can't do tisni, but you can do other things. And the Gemara says, no, that's not what the Braisa means. What the Braisa means to say is you can't use tisni because you can't use a crusher, and therefore you can't crush anything. You can't use tisni. You can't crush anything. So, in that case, why does he tell you you can't do tisni? Just tell you don't crush, and that's it. Well, you know, you're saying you can't do tisni, not because there's anything wrong with tisni specifically, that is, it's not specially tisni you can't do, you just can't crush. So why don't you just say don't crush? You can't blame him. So let him say, ein koichim b'machteshes, that you don't crush with a crusher, just straight out. Don't talk about tisni. Rashi. Lema in koichim. Vanal yodaino. And I would know already the suloim is abit tisna, that you can, tisna cannot be made without the crusher. You're not going to make tisna. So what do I have to tell you? You can't make tisna. You can't use a crusher. Inevitably, you won't be able to use it. And Rashi gives you now another pointer to understand the following piece of Gemara. The stam machteshes hainu gedoilo. Ordinary, when we just say a machteshes, a crusher, it's a large one. It's not a small one. And the Gemara goes now to explain why it doesn't say don't use a crusher. So the Gemara is saying, technically, itoni ein koichin b'machteshes. If it just said we can't crush in a crusher, havamino, then I would think, hani mili b'machteshes gedoilo. If it just said don't use a crusher, that it's probably talking about a large crusher. Avo b'machteshes kitano. But to use a small crusher, emo shapir domi, then I would say, yeah, that's okay. And we wouldn't, if we just say don't use a machteshes, we would say, you know what, we can't use a large one, because a machteshes plane means a large one, but a smaller one you can use. And you want to make tisni a smaller one? Fine, there's nothing special. So therefore, if it just says don't use a grinder, machteshes, then I would not know that you can't make tisni. I would think you could make tisni, because I would say what the Mishnah says, you can't do a grinder, means a big one, but a small one, you can do tisni. So kamash malon.
Why would you think that?
Why? Because if the Mishnah just... Yeah?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
The Gemara just said, don't use a grinder, then you would assume any size.
No, so that's why Rashi says to you before, Stam machteshes hainu gedoylo. If it's, it says a grinder, it means a large one. That's what's called a machteshes. Maybe the small ones are not really always called machteshes, but Rashi says that's the way it would be the assumption, that the machteshes means a large one. And we wouldn't make a difference between tisni and non-tisni. We would say you can't use a small grinder for any, a big grinder you can't use for anything. But a small grinder you can use for everything because it only prohibits you a grinder, which stam means a large one. So therefore, kamash malon. That's why the Braisa says no. The Braisa says no. Tisni, you cannot even do in a large one. Kamash malon. And grinding, you can do in a small one. So he says, no. No, Kamash Malon, let's do Rashi. So Rashi says, Kamash Malon, that's why he tells us, Ein Oisim Tisne Klal. You don't make Tisne at all, why? Lefi She'ein Koichin Shum Ketisha B'machteshes. It says because here actually you're saying you can't do any crushing in the machteshes. So that's why we're saying tisni is not at all. The hach machteshes, so we just said machteshes means a large one, right? If it says tam. But we're saying that you can't do tisne at all, not even in a small one, right? So when it says here, don't do tisne at all because you can't do ketisha b'machteshes, meaning you can't crush at all. So no crushing even in a small one. So Rashi says, "V'hach machteshes al korchoch loishno gedoylo v'loishno ketano." This, when it says now, the way we're learning now, you can't do tisni because you can't do a crushing, means no difference between if it's a big machtesh or small one. Midetoni reisha ain't oisim tisni klal, because in the first sentence it says you don't make tisni at all, and it says because you can't crush. But here, if it would only be in a big one, then it would have just said in koishim machteshes. But here, so why do we have to say noisin tisni? Noisin tisni tells you because you can't do it at all. So therefore, we have to say because you don't grind in a machtesh, whether they're big or small. Anyways, according to the Gemara's answer now, you cannot use a small grinder, you cannot use a big grinder, and you cannot use a machteshes at all for anything. So why does it only say, because he wants to make sure that you can't do tisne at all. I'm still trying to understand exactly. So why does it say, so you're saying you can't say that you can't do machteshes because then you would think it means a gedoylo. So I'm telling you now, you can't do tisni. So if you can only not do it in a gedoylo, so then it should say, if it's only the problem is doing it in a gedoylo, then it should just say, ein koichi. Then it would mean a gedoylo. But because it says you don't do tisni, because en koichim, that means it doesn't make a difference if it's a gdoila katana. But are we saying over here, tisni you can't make whether it's a gdoila or a katana, but other things that you could make? If that's the case, so what's the problem? Tisni you can't make at all, and the other halacha is that you can't use a grinder. I guess you can't just say enkoichim only means a small one. You can say you can't use a small one, you can't use a large one, it's all included, but it can't just mean a small one. So the bottom line is we can't use a grinder at all. Small or big, we can't use it on Shabbos. And that's why you can't make tisni. Now, you can not only not make tisni, but you can't make anything else either. But the only way, but the reason we're saying to you, tisni, again, so well, I'm not really getting it so well. Why, if it is, all grinders are prohibited, according to this idea, all grinders are prohibited, so we can't say that you can't use a grinder because that would mean a big one. So, I'm telling you, you can't make tisni, why doesn't it just say you can't do, like Rashi gave the other example? Why doesn't it say we can't make chaloka or daiso, right? Can't make chaloka or daiso because you can't do any grinding on Shabbos. On Yom Tov. You can't do any grinding at all. In other words, is tisni anything different than anything else? So we took it for sure because it says you can't do tisni. And the Gemara answers. And what was the Gemara's answer in the beginning? The Gemara says that it's not a separate halacha. Because you can't make tisni because you can't do b'machteshes. What would that mean? So now that we're learning to reasoning, it's not a separate halacha. So why can't we only not make tisni because we can't do machteshes? Why doesn't it say that we can't do chaloka v'daisa because you don't do kakoichi b'machteshes? So forget it. The Gemara asked the question, why doesn't it just say en koichim b'machteshes? The Gemara says, okay, en koichim b'machteshes, you think it means a gedoila, but a ketana was okay. So that's why I'm telling you now, en oisim tisne. I'm missing something over here, I confess. But let's go weiter, we'll see, maybe.
There's probably something about tisne that was obvious to them, but not obvious to us, because it's not something we do ever. But it probably seemed pretty obvious to someone who made it like that. There's something else about it.
All right, let's go in a minute and see a little weiter. Maybe it'll be more clear. But the Gemara asks a question now from a Braisa. The Gemara concluded that we can't use no at all. What I don't understand, if you can't do anything at all, right, why does it say tisne? Why does it just say, don't do a koichi, not a gdoila, not a ketana or something? Why say don't make tisne? I mean, tisne seems to stand out. It's not clear, so I'm missing something over here. Well, but he has another question. But we learn another braisa. In this braisa, it says very clearly, "Ein koichim b'machteshes gedoylo, avol koichim b'machteshes kitano." well, you can't crush in a large one, but you can crush in a small one. So it says clearly, how did you say now that you can't do it at all? It says you could. What's the reason why you can do it in a ketano? So he says, and it's interesting, he says, because this is considered avol kochim b'ketano, the havi kilachar yad, because that's doing it kind of backwards. That's like doing it backwards. The ena l'tavlin, where Rashi explains here, the normal use of a smaller one is made for spices. I guess he's using it to crush the grain, right? You don't use a small crusher, which is meant for spices. And therefore, it's considered like doing it backwards, kilachar yad, in a backwards way. And therefore, that's a shinui. And with a shinui, that's allowed. So, here you just concluded in the previous braisa that whether a big one or a small one, you're not allowed to do it. Oh, I think I understand what I was struggling before. It didn't say, it didn't mention tisni as to say that something else. He's just trying to tell you, you're not going to be able to make this tisni on Yom Tov. Because even if you're going to want to use a smaller one, it's not going to help you. You can't do it at all. So it's not trying to say you can't do anything else either. But, you know, maybe people like tisni, you know. They liked it, or it was a common thing. So he's telling you, you can't make tisni. So you say, wait a minute, I want to use a small one. It's a change. No, you can't use a small one either, because you can't use anything. So you're not going to have tisni. Well, you're asking me, you can't do anything else either. But I guess that's it. Okay, so the Gemara asked the question on the conclusion in the previous braisa, the way we learned that you can't crush even in a small one. But in this braisa, it says in a small one you could. That would be considered a change, not the normal way. That should be allowed. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, he changes. He says, "Kitanya nami masniso machteshes gidoy latanya." When the previous braisa talked about, he's going to reconcile this with this braisa, and when it said before, because you don't do it with a big one, and taka with a small one, you're allowed to do it. Let's see what Rashi says. "Kitanya nami masniso deliil." What did we learn? Machteshes gidoy latanya. Over there, he's talking about a large one. B'loy teimo matam ko'omar. Don't say that he's giving the reason. B'och eloch etarte ketoni. There's two. B'och ko'omar. Ein oisnim tisni klal afilu biktano. Oh, you don't make tisni at all. Even in a small one. It's too much trouble, so you don't make tisni. But the ein koichin shark tishes be machteshes could go in daiso, like the kasha, the daiso, like Rashi Brad said before. So according to this, it's pretty straightforward according to this. According to this explanation now in the Gemara, according to Abai's explanation, there's two separate halachas. One halacha is by tisni. Tisni, big one, small one, you can't do. Another halacha is, for other items, a small one is okay. But a big one you can't do. So when it says, ein kochin, and b'machtesh, this is talking about a big one. So, Abaye is actually following the simple meaning of the pasuk of the. Okay, let's turn the page over here. But Rava disagrees, as usual. Rava disagrees, and Rava says La'olam atam ka'omar. He's saying, what's the reason? Meaning, you can't make tisni at all because you can't use any crusher. Ubiktana nami koi, and we're actually dealing even a small one. You can't do it. Bika'omar ein koichin klau, and he says you don't crush at all. We're still going back to the previous answer. Now, the Gemara says, Draminon, Allah, Aval Kochim, but we had a question from another rice. It says you could use a small one. How could you say you can't make Tisni at all? Because you're not even going to allow to use a small one. But we learned in another rice that you can use, you can crush with a small one. And the Gemara makes another distinction. The Gemara says, like Kashia, this isn't a difficulty. Why? Because Holon, this is to us, to the people of Babel. Baholahu, and that's to the people of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, in Babel you can't use even a small crusher. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm sorry. We can use the second brisa that it says that you could use, is talking about the people in Babel. You're allowed to use a small crusher. But in Eretz Yisrael, Lehu, you can't use a crusher at all. That's the first brisa that we learned. And there's a difference, is why? Because the people in Babel didn't have any servants. They worked, they did things themselves. So if you allow them to crush it in a small one, that's okay, because it's a change, that's okay. That doesn't, that's good, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's not good because they have workers, they have servants that serve them. And those servants don't care about the mitzvahs. If you're going to allow to crush, they'll be crushing in the big one and they'll say we use the small one. Let's look at the Rashi. Look, Kashia, these two brises are not contradicted. Hold on. This is to us the brise that says that we are allowed to, is to us, to the people of Babel. The leis lon avdi de mezalzali. We don't have servants that cheap and don't keep respect for the holiday. And therefore, by us, we are allowed to use a small crusher because it's a change. But v'holuhu, but the other brisa that says that you can't use it either way, is talking about Eretz Yisrael. The islu avdi de mezalzli. They have workers, servants that are cheap, and they will make it in a big one. They'll say we did it in a small one. We don't trust them, so therefore we don't allow you to do this at all. So basically, there's two ways to learn the first brisa. And okay, so according to Rava, you can't do it at all, but we're talking about where? About Eretz Yisrael. The brisa means that you can't do it at all when it says don't make tisni at all because you can't do it, not in a big one, not in a small one. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael you can't do it, not in a big one, not in a small one, because they have servants over there, and if you let them do it in a small one, they'll do it in a big one, they'll say we did it in a small one, so we can't do it. But in the second brisa, that's talking about in Babel, because a small one is a change, it's not a problem. Abaye learned differently. Abaye learned that brisa never aser the small one. Only the tisdin allowed to do it. So according to him, you can do it in a small one. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Rapapi iklo libei mar Shmuel. Rapapi happened to the home of Mar Shmuel. Isilei daisa. So they brought him daisa. They brought him porridge. It looked like it was grinded up. It was grinded up wheat. V'lochal, so he didn't eat. Why? Because he thought they grinded it on Yontif. So he didn't eat. Because he doesn't think that you can grind on Yontif. But Shmuel is the one, no. In a small one, maybe they did it in a small machteshes, and I guess that's allowed, at least according to by us, you're allowed to do it in a small machteshes. But according to according to both to Rava and Abaye, a small machteshes you're allowed to do. No, but if we learn, in the previous case, no, it's not there. I'm just trying to think. Didn't we learn? What did we learn? That according to Abaye, Abaye says that it's two separate things. But according to Abaye and the Rava, and a smaller one you can use. Yes. So according to both Abaye and the Rava, by a small one you can use. So the Gemara. So maybe they used it a small one. So why didn't he eat it? And the Gemara, the Chazia, the Habedaik Tvei, he thought it was very thin, so he knew it was done with a big one, not with a small one, because it wouldn't be so piecey. So then the Gemara says, well, maybe it was done before Yotav. Dilma Master Malav Duo, why didn't he eat it? Maybe they did it from the day before, so it's okay. They did it before Yotav. And the Gemara said, the Chazia, the Habed Kolif Tzahare. He saw that it was the color. He saw the color that the kolif tzare, that the it looked peeled and white, so it looked very fresh, I guess. So he assumed that it was done then. Kolif tzare.
So you think what he would have said is, do you hold that we could do this on Yotif instead of just not eating?
He could have said something.
Yeah, he could have said, oh, you learned the halacha differently. To teach me.
Yeah, well, I don't know, he didn't do that. V'iboy seima. The Gemara gives another answer. Shani bei mar Shmuel. The house of Bar Shmuel was different. The iko pritzuso da'avdid. Over there he had, yes, he was in Babel, but he had the servants over there, and they were like out of control. They weren't careful with the Torah. So over there, you couldn't let them even do with the small one. As like we learned before, like Rava made the difference before between Eretz Yisrael and Babel. But this was in Babel, but it was Shmuel had these kind of servants that they were do it, so you weren't allowed to let them at all, and that's why he didn't want to eat. Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah, move on. Haboirer kitniyos biyomtiv. One who sorts out legumes on yomtivs. So, how does he do that? Uh, Beishamai emrim, Beishamai say, Boirer oichel v'oichel. Normally we have a din on Shabbos that you have to take the food from the leftovers, not the leftovers. In other words, you take away you take out the good from the bad, not the bad from the good. So Beshama is saying the same thing on Yontif. First of all, he's saying Boirer Eichel. And another stipulation is Va'eichel, that you have to eat it right away. So as you're picking, you can't just pick out even the Eichel and then leave it for later on. But as you're eating, you can take the Eichel and put it in your mouth and eat it. So you need two things. Boirer Eichel. You choose the oichel, not the psoilus. You don't remove the bad, but you take the food, and then you eat it right away. And Besilul say that Boirer Kidarke means that on Yontev, you can do it in the normal way, which means you can either remove the psoilus, the bad from the good, and you can do it b'cheikoi if you do it in your lap. B'konoin u'betamchui, those are different tools that konoin. They have it's not the professional, not the regular way. You could use a konoin atamchu avaloi. A tablo, but you can't put it on a big place. You know, put it on your lap a little bit, and use these not unusual, but not nofa, a sift. A kvora is another kind of sift. That's the regular way. Don't use that. But you could use the psoilus, remove it, and as long as it's on your lap and you use a konen and a tamchui, which is not the professional ways of doing it, it's a change, can do it. But you can't do it on a tabla, on a plat, a lot, and not enough in a kvora. Those are sifts. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Gamliel says, he goes even further. He says, you're allowed to af madiach v'shoyla. You can even rinse it and remove, which basically means that you fill up a bucket with legumes, you put in water, and the shell flows to the top, and you can remove the shells. You can even do that. Af madiach b'shoyla. Let's see in the Gemara. So the Gemara Tanya. So we learned in a Braisa. Omar Rabbi Gamliel, says Rabbi Gamliel, Bamedvarim Amurim, when did Beis Hillel allow to take the psoilus, the bad from the good? Bamedvarim Amurim, the Shoru Beis Hillel, little psoilus mamash lahashlich, to take the bad, actual bad, and to throw it away. Kishahoichel Meruba la psoilus. That's when the food is the majority over the leftovers. Avo psoilus meruba al ha'ichel. But when the psoilus is more than the food, then he won't let you take the psoilus. Divra hakel neitel es ha'ichel umanich es ha'psoilus. So all the people agree, which means also it's Hillel agrees that you have to take the food. You can't take if there's more psoilus than oichel. That means usually that would mean that it's easier to pick. You have to pick a whole lot of psoilus to get to the oichel. So it says no. In the case if you have more psoilus than oichel, go for the oichel and take it out of the psoilus, because in order to get to the oichel, you'll have to remove a lot of psoilus. We don't want you to do that. If there is more oichel, so then we're saying you can get rid of the psoilus. You're not gonna. But if there's more, there's more psoilus, then don't remove all the psoilus and go to the eichel. That's what Rav Gamliel says. But the Gemara says, psoilus meruba loichel. If you have the situation that you have more leftover, more psoilus than you have the food, mika mandeshori. Is there anybody that permits that? You're not allowed to even move it. It's not called full. It's not called food. If you have so much, you have majority of junk in there, you have majority of peel, it's not a food. You're not allowed to even move it in Yom Tov. Rashi, mi kaman d'shori, b'afilu l'taltaloi. You're not allowed to forget about taking the good from the bad. You can't move that because it's so much. If the majority is no good, then it's no good. The minority is bottled next to the majority. So it's considered like it's all psoilus. It's not fit for eating, so you're not allowed to even move it on Yontif if you have more psoilus. And the Gemara answers, it's not more physically, more psoilus than oichel, but there's more trouble. He says, there is an increased trouble, which means there is more oichel than psoilus, but we're saying there's more psoilus, it's an increased trouble to get the psoilus, which is less. Because sometimes it's less, the psoilus, but it's harder to get at. Because it's in between, let's see Rashi. The nofesh b'tircha, she yesh noi dak means that it is very thin. So to go get it is a tircha. Although there is more oichel, so we say more. It doesn't mean there's a more of the psoilus. It's a bigger tircha. But medvarim amurim. When are you allowed to take the psoilus? Bizman shetoyrech ha'eichel meruba al shel psoilus. If the trouble for taking the food is more than the psoilus, so therefore hu duka amri besilel meitel psoilus. So then he says you can take the psoilus because there is less trouble so if it's harder to get to the oichel, take the psoilus. That's when Beisil allows it. The me'uta b'tircha odif, because it's advantageous to make a lesser tircha. Avol im toirach ha'psoilus merubal shel ha'oichel. But if the trouble of the psoilus is more, we're both cases, which means it's harder to get to the psoilus, the rehakel that you have to take the oichel. So the only time we can take the psoilus, if it's easier to take the psoilus, then we can take the psoilus from the oichel. That's when Beis Hillel disagrees. But if it's easier to take the oichel, Beis Hillel will not allow you to take the psoilus. He says, no, v'zuter b'shi'ura, but it's smaller in the shear. That's why you're allowed to carry it, because otherwise, he said, you're not allowed to even carry it, because it's not considered to be oichel. It has more psoilus. It's not oichel. Rav Gamliel Omer, see if we can finish the next Mishnah. Rav Gamliel Omer, af madiach v'shoila. He says, you can also fill it up with water and then scoop up the leftover. Tanya, we learn the Braise. Omar Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Tzodik says Rabbi Tzodik, Kachoy min hogum shabeis Rabbi Gamliel. This was the tradition in the home of Rabbi Gamliel. Shoy mevim dli mole adashim. They'd bring a bucket full of lentils. Umatzifin olof mayim, and they'd spring it down with water. Matsiv no mayim, but neisim ba mayim ad shetzofim al oichal. Until the water covers the food. And ipcha oichal I don't know if there's something wrong with the Rashi here, because this belongs. Let's take a look on the Gemara for a second. In the Rashi, this Rashi belongs to the Vatanya Ibcha Eichel Amayab Tzolos Lamata. This belongs to the other Rashi. Ibcha. I told him it's a new Rashi, it's a different Rashi, yeah. See, this belongs. This is over here, it's wrong. It goes like this. Okay, so what happens is, according to this, and what happened? So it comes out, the food floats down to the bottom, and the leftovers float to the top. But we learned the other way around. That the food is on the top and the junk is on the bottom. The Gemara says, like Kashi, it's not a contradiction. Why? If we're talking about the dirt is sand, the sand flows down. This is talking about with the peels, and the peels are lighter. They flow to the top, and the food from the bottom. Okay. Let's